It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And believe me, we are on the cusp. Even though the weather doesn't want to give it up, we are definitely on the cusp of spring. There are many things that are happening outside right now that you probably can observe in your neighborhood without a lot of effort. And if we just start with some of the trees that are out there and getting their act together, check your yard. If you have a maple tree in your yard, first of all, if it's a maple, it's going to have opposite branches. Secondly, if it has big, round, fat, red buds on it, it is either a silver maple or a red maple. And if you have a silver maple, chances are it's flowering. My silver maple is in flower right now. And oddly enough, I've told you in the past that maples can be male. They can be all male. All the flowers on the maple can be all male, or they can be all female. Or in some cases, and this is the case of my silver maple, they can be male and female. So some branches have female flowers on them and some branches have male flowers on them. And you can tell the difference very quickly. If you look at the flower on the plant, if you see these long, well, half-inch long little pendulous threads with a little ball of yellow at the end, that's pollen, and those are the male flowers. The female flowers on the maples look like little red fingers, and they just stick out of the bud like the arms of an octopus. And they're bright red right now and very beautiful. And that's the silver maple. Now, I had first flowers on the silver maple last week on the 6th, I think it was, maybe the 7th. And then the female flowers came out just this past couple of days, probably on Sunday. And the silver maple and the red maple vary by about 4 days. So with the silver maples in flower now, I would expect the red maples will flower this week and probably not today or tomorrow, but by Thursday or Friday, when the temperature starts to rise, I would be looking at the red maples in my yard. I think that this probably by the time we talk again next week, the red maples will definitely be in flower. And remember, they flower first and then the leaves come out. So look at the maples, and red maples are like the most common tree, I think, in this area. Big fat red buds on them right now, and they're going to be blooming by the time that we speak again next week. The speckled alder, the tag alders, those plants that I've had you watch through the spring, those with the little, they've got little, I call them pine cones, but because it's not a pine, it's obvious that they're not pine cones. These small cones from which the seeds fall from the alders. And those seeds, by the way, fall out of those things in January. So they're laying on top of the snow. But the alders are at their peak of flowering or beyond in my neighborhood. Every alder that I approached this past Saturday, if I went up to it and I tapped the catkin on it, it either gave off pollen or it had already given off all of its pollen and was done. So the speckled alders are about done with their flowering. Paper birch have big, long male flowers on them that are pretty obvious, and they're getting longer and they're softening. So they're, for the most part, during the winter, they're maybe an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half long, and they're very stiff. And now if you go up to those birch trees and find one of those long kind of thread-like or cord-like catkins, the male flowers, they're going to be kind of soft. You can actually bend them a little bit. They're not giving off pollen yet, but they're definitely softening up, the paper birch. The hazel, both the American and the beaked, are in the process. So here's the thing. I've got one American hazel that I watch regularly that's right out in the middle of an opening, and it gets lots of sun. And that one was in flower last Saturday, where I could stand with the sun behind it. I could see the little red dots all over it that were the female flowers. I have another American hazel that is along my driveway. It's on an edge, but it seldom gets any real direct sun. And I found flowers on that one. So the American hazels are in flower, but all of the beaked hazels that I checked lacked flowers as yet. Now, that's a little bit odd because over the years, American and beaked hazel have been just within a day or two of each other. Usually, if I see the flowers on the beaked hazel or the American hazel, I'll find them on the beaked hazels within a day or two, and vice versa. I suspect that the American hazels had a little bit of a jump and got a little early start, and the beaked hazels haven't flowered yet because the weather has turned kind of cold on us, and so they're sort of holding back. So that's the situation with the hazel. Hazel is a sort of a brown-stemmed brush that is very common, probably the most common understory plant in this part of Minnesota. So check out the American and the beaked hazel. If you're really curious and you want to know the difference this time of year, look at the new growth from last year, the very ends of the branches. And if those branch ends are covered with fine sort of cinnamon-colored hairs, that's the American hazel. The beaked hazel will be smooth. So check that out. Red elderberry, I had bud break last week. This week, they're open enough where I can see the flower structure below, but the leaves haven't emerged yet. And with this cold weather for the last 3 days or so, they've just held stasis. They haven't moved at all. So if you have an elderberry in your neighborhood, chances are it's going to be pretty soon, like probably, again, when the weather warms up at the end of this week, I would expect a real advancement in the elderberries, and you'll probably be able to see leaves emerging by the end of this week. So check out the red elderberry. And then there's a little plant that goes unnoticed in northern Minnesota. It's common. It's usually very short. I've never seen one more than about 4 feet tall. It's called fly honeysuckle or Canada fly honeysuckle. It's opposite branched. It has beautiful bell-shaped yellow flowers on it when it flowers. The thing that makes it pretty easy to spot is that it leafs out really early. So besides the red elderberry, the fly honeysuckle is going to be the next plant that you're going to see out in the woods. And probably by this time next week or halfway through, maybe 10 days from now, so maybe Thursday next week or Friday next week, you will probably see the leaves emerging on the fly honeysuckle. And what happens is, before anything else emerges, except for maybe the red elderberry, you will see these little shrubs in the woods that have green leaves on them. Now, this doesn't grow everywhere, but it's relatively common, and you will find it because it's going to be covered in green leaves. It's going to be a short shrub, like I say, less than 4 feet high. It's going to have green leaves on it, and it's going to be the only thing out there with bright green leaves on it in about 10 or 11 days. And I'll talk more about it next week so that those of you who are really curious about Canada fly honeysuckle can go out and find it if it's in your neighborhood. But at this time of year, it really becomes easy to spot because it really shows up quite nicely with its new green leaves. So those are most of the woody plants. And if you want to get lower, bloodroot is emerging in this area, not yet flowering. I don't have hepaticas. I do have hepaticas, but they grow in deep woods and they are late flowering hepaticas. That is to say, you probably will find hepaticas blooming at your house well before I will find them blooming at mine. And so watch for the hepaticas. How do I know it's a hepatica? Well, if it's in bloom now, A flower with 7, 8, 9 petals can be white, pink, blue, lavender. It's a gorgeous little flower in lots of colors. But the one thing about hepaticas that make them easy to spot or easy to discern once you've spotted the flower is that the stem is very, very hairy. Very hairy stems. And if you dig around in the leaf litter, you'll find these leaves that are kind of old looking. That's because they're evergreens and they spend the winter just hiding out under the snow and leaf litter waiting for spring to come. The new leaves will come later on in the summer, but this time of year, if you dig around at the base of these plants, you're going to find these big leathery leaves. They're going to be maybe 2 inches across and maybe 1.5 inches deep, and they'll have lobes on them, sort of 3 lobes, like your liver, and hence the name hepaticas. I mentioned bloodroot being up a little bit. Hepaticas are coming up. It'll be a while before we see much of any other types, but we'll check in with those when the time comes, and we'll let you know what other flowers are likely to be blooming. In the birds, turkey vultures this week. That was new for me. Common grackle. I saw my first common grackle this past week. I saw a flock of robins this past week. And if you were listening this morning to the daily dose of phenology, you probably heard me say that there were flocks of robins kind of stopped in this area as the result of some cold weather and snow that came along in the year 2000 on the 14th of April. There are flocks of robins moving through the area now, and most of these birds are on their way further north. Also, I heard my first mourning doves this past week. I saw my first American kestrel. I mentioned the turkey vultures that I had seen this week. Northern harrier, the male northern harrier is back. So there are lots of birds that are coming to the area right now. I haven't seen a yellow-rumped warbler yet, but the correlation between the yellow-rumped warbler and the blooming of the red maple are very, very consonant. So over the years, if I have red maples in flower, I usually see yellow-rumped warblers at the same time, and they'll be in the maples. They'll be hawking insects off of those flowers. So watch the maples. If they begin to flower in your neighborhood, watch the activity of the birds that come. And one of those birds is going to be the yellow-rumped warbler, and you're going to see a lot of them. Ruffed grouse began to drum this past week, and that was about a week late. Normally, I hear my first ruffed grouse around the 1st of April. This year, not until the 10th did I hear my first ruffed grouse drumming. And then it was at night, and I've only heard one other grouse drumming since then. This cold weather, I think, has got them kind of on hold, but they will be getting back to it before too long. You can count on them to keep up that little activity. One more thing that I wanted to mention, well, two things really. My brother-in-law, Dave Hovett, saw a bumblebee this past week on Friday. And so the bumblebees are out. And the other thing that I wanted to tell you was a short story about my dog and trumpeter swans. I have a little area of water on Crooked Lake that's open. Maybe an acre or two. It's about, maybe 100 feet wide and probably 300 feet long. And I went down to where I put my boat in on the lake, and there were 2 trumpeter swans and 3 Canada geese right off the landing, about 30 feet out from shore. And my dog saw them, big black lab. She ran across the marsh and dove into the water, and she started swimming out after the trumpeter swans. And I thought, well, they'll just fly. They'll just get up and fly. The swans turned and started swimming right at my dog, right straight at her. And the dog kind of paused for a second and looked at him and thought, what the heck? And then she turned around and beat it for shore. And by the time she got to shore, they were only about 10 feet behind her. And then she stood on shore and looked at them, and they sat there in the water like 10 feet away and looked at her like, come on, you want some of this? Bring it. It was quite the experience for me, because I did not think that those swans would defend that water the way they did. But boy, they were having no part of my dog. They thought, yeah, you want to find out what it's like to fight a swan? Bring it. We'll show you. So it was a pretty entertaining morning for me. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Call us, write us, send us an email. Let us know the fun things that are happening in your yard.